Hi there, you're listening to Rapid Recap with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of Nurse Jackie, Season 1, Episode 9. In this episode, I think we're starting to see the beginning of the end for Jackie as she's sort of teetering over the edge, just about to probably begin her downward spiral. And we see, for the first time, some truly severe cracks in her ability to be a high-functioning addict and adulteress and many, many things at the hospital. Up until now, we've sort of seen Jackie taking pills when it seems like her back is bothering her. She's in some sort of pain. But in this episode, I mean, it pretty much starts out with her snorting some of her meds because she feels stressed out, which is not a good sign if you know anything about addiction, because now it's not just about physical pain. It's about muting some of that mental pain. One of the really interesting sort of developments this episode was the beginnings of the cracks in relationships with people who up until now have been rock steady for her. So the first relationship that I think of note that we need to mention is her relationship with Dr. Fancy Pants, a.k.a. Eleanor, the British doctor. You know, up until now, Eleanor has been the only one with full access to all of Jackie's secrets. Has been her confidant and her small stalwart supporter. But in this episode, we see the drugs starting to get to Jackie, and she really lashes out at Eleanor, which is a mistake on two fronts. Number one, you don't want to alienate your only true ally in the hospital, the only one who really, really knows you and gets you and doesn't judge you. And number two, I think it's a mistake because Eleanor seems like the kind of bitch who'd hold a grudge, to be honest. And as the keeper of all Jackie's secrets, that gives her immense power over Jackie if she feels slighted enough. And, you know, if you alienate that sort of friendship, I think that Eleanor is a lot less likely to cover for Jackie when she inevitably starts making mistakes. Speaking of mistakes, she has already, you know, sort of made some mistakes here and there because of her drug use. We sort of saw hints of that in the pilot, but, you know, we could have attributed her momentary lapse to perhaps fatigue. But in this episode, we see the dissolution of one of her second relationships, which is her relationship with the always awesome Zoe. it's a surprise no one that Zoe has been, you know, religiously dictating everything Jackie says to her and logging it in a little notebook. And so when she confronts Jackie with some bad advice she gave her and sort of the guilt she feels over the fact that patient has returned in much worse shape because they did not treat him appropriately, Jackie sort of vehemently denies it for a while and sort of insists that she would never have said such a thing or she would never forget such a bad mistake. But then you find out later, you know, she's rifling through Zoe's notebook, she's confronted with her own mistake. And I think of one of the most heartbreaking moments for me, she steals the page out of Zoe's notebook, which is just a violation on so many levels that it's really depressing. In sort of the B plot, Miss Acolytis finally had some character shading going on, and that we saw her continuing relationship with I won't call it a stolen baby, with the abandoned baby that she's sort of taken for herself somehow. I was a little surprised that someone like Miss Acolytis would violate rules and not report the baby, but now we find out that, of course, she's somehow told someone about the baby because they come, you know, the police show up and they said, oh, we found the parents, which means obviously they were looking for it, so she must have reported it. It was sort of disappointing. She was really cute with the baby. I thought it gave her character another layer that I found interesting because, like I said, I've complained in past recaps, she's definitely been one-dimensional up until now. And I'm a little disappointed the show went the predictable route and brought the parents back in and took the baby away. I think it's sort of a step back for the Miss Acolytis character. I would have enjoyed it more if she had indeed truly stolen the baby and not reported it, which would have been one interesting look at her, or if she had really, you know, we could have seen her journey into being a single parent. So, again, that was sort of disappointing. And in the last subplot, of course, Jackie continues to sort of waver back and forth on how to deal with her daughter, who's sort of having a little meltdown to mirror her mother's own. So that part of the story I don't feel as compelling as the rest of the hospital plot. So all I'm going to say this week is I enjoyed Zoe's panda's earrings, and I give this episode a pretty solid B+. And I think we're about to start seeing her whole world unravel. So what's really excited for the conclusion of this season, of the next couple episodes. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll be back later today, because I know I am totally behind on these recaps, with some football chatter. Okay, if you want to email me, it's jesse@rapidrecaps.com. See you next time.